All right, guys. From an injury standpoint, the guys that were the typical rest were Whitworth, Sullivan, Barron, and Connor Barwin. And then did not participate Matt Longacre with his back and Greg Zuerlein with his back as well. Yeah, you know, I think that's a real credit to our team to be able to have those five guys representing our team. And I think what's so unique about those guys is the first thing when you talk to all of them is they talk about, you know, being a part of the unit. And that's a real representation of what type of character we have on this football team. But specifically to have those guys represented on the special teams, I think when you look at Farrow Cooper and some of the things that he's been able to do, very happy for Farrow. He's done such a great job this year. And then Greg and Johnny, you know, have been consistent producers and performers for us all year. But, you know, it's all started with the leadership of John Fossil, and he's as good as there is. And I think, you know, what he's done with our special teams unit, the guidance, the leadership that he provides, you feel fortunate to have a guy like that on your staff, and you just feel how authentic and genuine he is too. And he gets the most out of these guys, and when you've got talented players like that, those are the results. So we're very pleased for those guys.
Coach, I know you talk about character on your team, and we've talked about it before, and it's expressed as well when you think about Robert Quinn and Tavon Austin and what they did in buying a home for someone who was burned out in those recent fires.
Absolutely. You know, that type of football character and really just, you know, that kind of selflessness approach that those two demonstrated is really something special and something that we don't take for granted. And we have such a great appreciation for Robert and Tavon, but for them to kind of go out of their way to do something like that, is it continues to be a great representation of the type of players that we want in our locker room. And I think that's great that those guys did that, and we're very fortunate to have those guys to be a part of our organization.
Coach, what have you seen in your tenure here with Aaron Donald that could not be seen on film?
You know, I think how serious he is about football, his approach, his preparation. And I've told the story before. Aaron's all about the right kind of stuff. You know, just the way that he works day in and day out, he continues to represent and kind of personify what it looks like to do things right consistently. And then you see that practice preparation show up in the game reality with the way that he's able to produce. But, you know, the type of player that he is, and I've said this before earlier in the year, I can't remember which week it was now. They kind of all run together, but it's a Thursday night. Late, once you kind of have finished up, you know, most of the red zone prep, just based on the way that our weekly rhythm flows, and it was before we went to Jacksonville. Now I can remember, and there was a light on in the defensive line room, probably about 10 o'clock at night, and he's in there studying sets of the guards in passing situations, and that's where I think you see the special ability match up with the special appreciation for the preparation and all those things, and you know, his production kind of speaks for itself this year, and he's a special player. And sure glad that he's on our team.
Hey, Sean, in your time in the NFL, have you seen a more dominant defensive performer than you have?
You know, I think that for the teams that I've been a part of, I've never seen anything like what Aaron's done. And Aaron has been a big part of the unit's success. And that's what it always goes back to. When you talk to Wade, you know, you talk to him about some of those great players he's been around. He says, you know, Reggie White, Bruce Smith, they're pretty good. J.J. Watt and Von Miller. So, but I think with what Aaron's done specifically this year around this team, he's made a huge impact. And he also influences and affects his teammates the right way, just by the way he goes about his business. So that's as much as of a part of it as anything else. And he's done a great job this year.
Sean, is Jared playing at the level when you came in and looked at tape and reviewed him from last year? Is he at the point that you expected him to be, or ahead of the game, or not quite where he should be?
Yeah, that's a good question, Gary. I think when you look at it, you know, it's hard to say what is the level that you open to be at. I think you want to see your quarterback take great command, great leadership, kind of have a total understanding and be that extension of the coaching staff. And I think that's definitely what he's become. I've always been impressed with Jared, even before I met him, just with the physical abilities he had in terms of his ability to make all the throws. He doesn't necessarily have to have a clean platform to throw from. I thought the New Orleans game, his rookie year, was a great demonstration of the abilities that he had. And then he demonstrated the toughness to be able to keep his eyes down the field and take take a hit. But what you don't know is how do they receive some of the information? How do they translate that? How do you interact with your teammates? And I couldn't be more impressed with just the way that Jared consistently carries himself throughout the week and the way that he handles the games. You know, because I think you have a tendency, especially when there's so much pressure on that position, to kind of ride the wave, and inevitably there's going to be some adversity you face. And he just is so even keeled, and I think that demeanor rubs off on his teammates. I know for me as a coach, it sure makes you feel very confident in your quarterback, and he's unfazed, and I think that's going to continue to serve him really well. What I would say is you're very pleased and happy with the progress that he's made, but I think you're also confident that he can continue to improve and get better and better. And what with all the good things that he's done, I think that's a credit to both him and his teammates, the coaches. But Jared is we feel very good about our future at that position with him leading the way.
Hey, Coach, you guys are going up against a desperate football team that needs to win to even make the playoffs at this point. Can you talk about what's going to be happening and what you're looking forward to or not looking forward to when you're in Tennessee?
Yeah, I think, you know, you have a lot of respect for the Tennessee Titans. They've done a lot of good things on tape, both on offense, defense, and on special teams. So we have a lot of respect for their coaching staff, their players. They've got a lot to play for, but so do we. I think to be able to have two teams in a position where you're playing relevant football late into December is a credit to both teams. We know what's at stake for us. We don't shy away from the opportunity to go in a tough atmosphere, try to come away with our 11th win, and we know that if we're able to accomplish that, that means a division championship as well. So it's a great opportunity. I thought the guys did a great job handling an important game last week the right way, and now the challenge is, can we regather ourselves, have that same focus and concentration that's going to be needed to go try to come away with the goal, and that's getting a win against a very tough Tennessee Titans team that's very well-rounded. So it's going to be a great challenge, but you know, we both have a lot to play for.
Sean, to the Pro Bowl, Todd makes it. Jared probably will be there. Offensive lineman, I know Andrew's first alternate. Were you surprised that maybe you didn't get a little more, you know, play there?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, we talk about it with the team always that those guys' success, specifically when you talk about the running back and the quarterback, you know, you don't have any of that success without a great offensive line. And I think when you look at the consistency that our five guys up front have played with, the leadership with Coach Cromer, but then you bring in an Andrew Whitworth, you look at Roger Saffold, who has had an unbelievable year. I think of the production and some of the things that he's been able to do both in the run game and in protection. He's been as consistent as anybody on the inside of the line across the league. John Sullivan's leadership, his command of kind of what we're trying to get done, and then watching Jamon and Rob continue to mature has been something that's fun. Not to mention when Austin Blythe has had to step in, what a nice job he's done. So that offensive line as a whole has done such a great job. They've kept themselves together. I think we're the only line that's been able to have all five starters start every single game so far, which is a credit to them and really, you know, our training staff for keeping guys intact. But Todd and Jared would tell you that they know they certainly appreciate those guys up front. I think that if you ever ask me things like that, I'm going to be biased to our guys because of how highly I think of them. And but they've done a great job, and we talk about those who know, and they know how much they're appreciated in this building and what they mean to our football team, which is what it's all about.
What are some of the challenges of going against a Dick LeBeau defense?
Yeah, I think you see guys that, you know, when you just specifically look at it, he does a great job mixing it up. You know, they've got 12 guys with a sack on this defense. They got 40 sacks. They're fifth in the league in that. Byard, the safety's got 6 picks. So opportunistic. They got a bunch of different guys that can win one-on-ones rushing up front. And then they bring guys in the secondary. They're bringing safety pressures. They're bringing nickel pressures. So I think he mixes it up. You know, he's got an aggressive approach, but it's a smart approach. And that's why he's been as successful as he has for so long. And when you've got a great scheme, great leadership with Coach LeBeau, and then the players to kind of match it, you see why they're, you know, top 3 in the league in rush defense and yards per carry as well. So you could go on and on. You know, even the explosives, they're up there. I want to say that they've given the second least explosives in the league, and those are things that are important for us offensively, and we know it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Sean, I've seen teams that have done turnarounds like you guys have had, almost afraid to talk about the playoffs, you know, this late in the season, having not been there before and stuff like that. But obviously you guys have not shied away from it. Your team has responded to it. What has given you the confidence to know or to feel that they might have responded in the way they have and to not shy away from that?
Yeah, I think we've got guys that are very confident in their ability to try to accomplish our goal by respecting our process, and that's a one-day-at-a-time mindset and mentality. But, you know, we certainly, I think when you look at it, we don't shy away from what you can accomplish by whatever that next week involves. And for us, we haven't gotten into the playoffs, so we don't talk about that, but we know that if we're able to win this game, then winning the division then means that. But for us right now, our sole focus and concentration is on finding a way to go try to get a win against a tough opponent who's got a lot to play for as well. And, you know, they're well led by Coach Malarkey. It's going to be a great challenge, but we don't shy away from what the implications are if we're able to obtain the result, and then we kind of worry about what's after that. And I think that's served us well, and the players have done a great job with that.